Good morning, children. Welcome to AES online classes. So part of the same, today let us discuss the last chapter of our science textbook, that is garbage in, garbage out. What is garbage? Garbage is the waste that is produced in our houses, schools, offices, hotels, restaurants, and public places. Every day we use so many things for cooking or eating, generally, which may be wrapped with the papers or covers. We buy so many things from the market. We buy groceries, we buy chips, biscuits, chocolates, and many more. How are they sold? They are sold in packets. So you bring them home, you'll open the packets and you finish it off. Then you will throw the covers outside or in the dustbin. When you see from the morning to till evening, what items your dustbin collects? The items that are collected in your dustbin called garbage. Let us make a list of things that we throw every day. They are wrappers, food covers, plastic bags, packaging material, and many household things you buy from the market carried through polythene bags. And you also get fruits or vegetables from the market. After you bring them home, mother will cut them. Before mother cut the fruits or vegetables, she probably peels off the skin. The peels of fruits and vegetables and the leftover food in the kitchen and many more unnecessary objects are also thrown in the bin and can be treated as garbage. Not only that, your mother will make tea or coffee. After she makes, the tea leaves or the coffee powder also thrown in the garbage bin. And after you come back from school, you may do your homework. While doing your homework, if you write something wrong on a paper, you'll take the paper or the papers, throw them in the bin. Not only that, used pens, pencils, also included in it, which is also a kind of garbage. And you might be playing with the different toys. If some of the toys are broken, what do you do with the broken toys? Obviously, you throw them in the garbage bin. Similarly, if the cells of your wall clock or remote of televisions are used up, you even throw them in the dustbin. And if you check, there are many things that are coming to your dustbin. The materials or the objects that are no longer usable called garbage. There are different kinds of waste generated by all of us and has four main sources. They are domestic, industrial, agricultural, and commercial waste. Let us see what are these different types of waste. The first one is domestic waste. These constitute the kind of waste that are generated by households, offices, schools, etc. and include food remains, fruit and vegetable skins, clothing items, used plastic items, etc. Coming to industrial waste, they constitute the kind of waste generated by power plants, chemical plants, cement factories, food processing industries, textile industries, and many more. And then comes agricultural waste. Agricultural waste includes husk, expired medicines, fertilizers, and pesticide containers. And commercial waste, it includes waste generated by commercial enterprises, including disposable plastic cutlery, food items, food packets, textiles, etc. These are the different sources of waste or garbage. This garbage is also called as a trash. What do you do with the garbage that has collected from different sources? Well, now let us see how to deal the garbage. How to deal with the garbage generated by different sources. You know, you might have observed Safai Karmacharis, they come with a whistle, they blow the whistle, they ask you to get the dustbin. You give them dustbin, they collect the waste or garbage from the dustbin and put it in the truck or the small vehicle that they are carrying with the garbage. They empty your dustbin and give it to you back. Now your dustbin is empty and you are filling the garbage again. What happens to the garbage you dumped there? Where does it go? The people carrying the garbage in the truck, to where they carry it, what do they do with the garbage? They take away the garbage to the place called landfill. What is a landfill? Landfill is a place where the garbage is transported and dumped. So all the trash is dumped over here, collected from different places. Landfills are the places where there are no houses or no residential area. They will select such a place which is a low-lying area. These people carry all the garbage from the city or from a town to the place through trucks and dump there. They do the same job every day. If the landfill area is completely filled, they put a layer of soil and they cover it. Landfill areas are not used for the construction of houses. It is not advisable because the soil is not strong enough to hold the basement of the houses and it's not suitable for the residential area. This area is not allotted to make any construction for a span of 20 years. So, for a span of 20 years, this particular landfill should not be used for construction of houses or any other purpose. It should be left like that. In the meantime, this area can be used for a park or a playing ground. Well, we learned garbage is something which has no use. It's not all garbage can be classified as useless, as there are some materials which can be reused or recycled. Here, near the landfills, garbage is separated into two categories. The items that can be used again for some other purpose and the items that cannot be used. The latter is then spread over the landfill and covered with a blanket of soil. Once full, it is converted into a playground or a park that we discussed already. So, what are the things that we learned in this class? If you see, we learned what is garbage. Garbage, something, the unwanted material are the substances which has no use. This garbage is generated by different places. And we also learned that it can be divided as domestic, industrial, agricultural and commercial waste. And this garbage is also called trash. The garbage that collected by Safai Karmacharis, they dump it in the landfill And landfills are the low-lying areas where the useful materials from the garbage can be separated. Once the landfill is get filled, it's covered with a layer of soil. These landfill areas are not supposed to construct anything, but can be used as a park or a playground. And we also learned that all the garbage cannot be treated as useless, as there are some materials which can be reused or recycled. And garbage that can be used again for some other purpose. The garbage can be divided into two categories based on the decomposition. They are biodegradable and non-biodegradable. Let us learn what are biodegradable and non-biodegradable substances in the next class. That's all for now. Thank you. Have a good day.